Well, thanks ever so much for joining us for this week's TechLaw 10 podcast. I'm Jonathan Armstrong, speaking to you from the UK, and Eric, you're here too.
This is Eric Sinrod, San Francisco, Dwayne Morris as well.
And as I said, thank you ever so much for listening to us this week. And this week, Eric, you've had time on your mind, or time on your hands. Which has it been?
Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make this week is, you and I are both, IT, mavens. We love our information technology. We love our gadgets, our handhelds, and all the ways we can reach out and touch people, including these podcasts. But every once in a while, I get the sense that it's a bit too much. Every once in a while, isn't it quite a bit to take when we're dealing with, our Facebook accounts, LinkedIn, Twitter, text messages, emails, websites, instant messaging, Skyping. There's, in some ways, no way to escape, and there's so many methods of communication. There's so much we have to keep track of that it gets a little bit schizophrenic, and it can consume, frankly, all of our waking time, perhaps a bit to our detriment. So I was thinking back on, in some ways, the evolution of communication, and obviously once upon a time, people were, drawing pictures on caves, and along came the spoken word, and usually one person would talk at a time, and hopefully somebody would listen. Then there was the advent of the printing press, and true mass communication emerged, but even then, people would only read a limited number of letters or books at a given time and still have space in their lives for other things. Along came the telephone, and then we could, speak to one another without actually being physically present in the same place. But we had landlines, and so, if there was one landline connection in a home, usually only one person would be on the phone at a time while others were embarking on other activities. But then, of course, along came faxes and internet access and all the other myriad ways of communicating I just described, and it can be instant and all-encompassing, and there really can be a potential downside when we're so consumed by the electronic communications, we're not actually living in the real world in which we exist. And I'm sure we've all, been on vacations to, gorgeous scenic spots and seen people just, typing away into their handhelds or talking on the telephone and not paying attention to that beautiful waterfall or that sunset right in front of them. So I guess my point is, all of these devices and all these means of communication are good, and they're obviously good because we're attracted to them and they're so popular, and they help us, not only in our business lives but also facilitate our personal lives. But once in a while, we just have to say enough, and perhaps we should each commit to turning off and unplugging at least a small amount of time each day just to, take a breath and look outside and see where we actually exist in the world. What do you think, Jonathan?
Yeah, three things from my point of view, actually, as you were talking. The first is I met with a new client last week, and we were both saying how in some respects, only a very little respect, the glamour of cross-Atlantic travel is coming back. And why is that? Because it's almost the last bastion of no mobile connectivity. That, even domestic flights are starting to get connectivity, but it's only really across the Atlantic or longer trips like that where you can sit and reflect anymore. The second thought that I had as you were saying it is I thought back fondly to the days when I was a very junior lawyer. And I think the first Christmas I ever worked, we were involved in some really quite heated litigation for the guy I was working for. He was very old school. And I don't know about you, Eric, but I was at the cusp of, faxes coming in and then email when I was a junior lawyer. So to start off with, if you had, let's say, a piece of litigation, you would spend almost all of the day writing the letter to the other side. You would dictate a letter, your secretary would type it. If she was on the ball, she would give it back to you the same day. You'd correct the letter, she'd retype it, it went in the envelope. Of course, the next day, you did nothing at all. Why? Because the people on the other side were doing exactly the same. But then when I was qualifying, then faxes came in, and that maybe increased to 6 exchanges a day. So already the poor lawyer's workload has gone up by a factor of 12. And then, of course, when emails came, that increased so that every interaction was every 30 minutes, and then when BlackBerries came, every interaction was maybe in half that time. But do you know what the extra rule is? We were only allowed to use our thumbs instead of that vast resource that we used to have of the secretary, the dictation, the carbon copies, and so on and so on. But the reflection that I had was at this very first Christmas that I worked, the other side on this litigation were faxing us stuff. And the guy I was working for said, I've told them that they need to respect the Christmas holiday, but they keep faxing us. They've got one last warning. And he told them this, and they sent another fax. So he came, and he was a very odd-looking chap. He was a large chap with an old-fashioned English handlebar mustache, and he ran through reception where the fax machine was, and he literally pulled the cabling out of the wall, and he said, they'll never learn, he said, unless I tell them, and everybody knows we'll not be able to get a repairman until after Christmas, so I've now got my de facto Christmas holiday, you know, unless they want to send couriers with letters, I'm away for the break. But the other thing that I thought was intriguing, I don't know whether you saw it, our friend Vince Poley at No Connect sent me a link this week on the photograph library and the volume of photographs. I thought this was surprising. Did you know, Eric, 10% of all of the photographs ever in the world were apparently taken in the last 12 months?
Interesting.
And 4% of the photographs ever taken in the whole of human existence are on Facebook. 4%. And that's all, as exactly you say, the other side of the coin, because we've got smartphones with us, and people walk around, they've always got a camera with them. So if they see something, they take a photograph and they post it to Facebook. It is estimated that people upload 70 billion, get this, 70 billion photographs a year to Facebook alone. And by the end of this year, 20% of all the photographs ever taken in the world will be on Facebook. I just thought that was staggering. I don't know about you. It's sort of the other side of your coin as well, I think.
Well, it sort of makes the point, because here we are, you know, human beings have been on this planet for tens of thousands of years, and yet you're pointing out that within a 12-month period, what, 10 to 20% of all photos ever taken are showing up. Now, of course, a couple hundred years ago, there wasn't even photography at all. And now we're all taking pictures of all aspects of life at all times on our phones and uploading. And you know, it's a little bit sad to me that we have to get on a transatlantic flight to learn how to get unplugged. You know, hopefully we can have that discipline ourselves. And I'm afraid to say that my legal practice goes back even farther than yours, and you know, long before emails and even before faxes. When I had my first summer job working at a law firm when I was in law school, they boasted about the high technology they had. And what they had was they had typewriters where you could stick mag cards in and had a tiny bit of memory to augment truly an electronic typewriter, not a computer.
Yeah.
And then along
Mr.
came faxes.
Babbage would have been proud, wouldn't he?
Exactly. And I remember as a mid-level associate, you know, the receptionist would page me in the firm and say, Mr. Sinrod, you have a fax. Please come to the front desk. And, you know, that was really important because it was sent and received the same day. It must be ultra urgent. Of course, now, you know, we're responding to one another countless times a day instantaneously through email and other means. So it's easy to get bombarded and overwhelmed, and it can actually take a real toll on an individual. And so my point simply is, and this is probably advice to myself as much as to anybody, you know, once in a while, try to take a break. And it's difficult. It's, you know, they call them crackberries for a reason. They're, you know, you get pinged and you want to respond. It's, we're all like Pavlov dogs, you know, salivating at our electronic communications. That's
yeah,
all I have
and
to
and
say
by
today.
The way, yeah, and I think you're right. And by the way, I think most of the investigations I see turn around those type of emails as well when people are tired, the wrong time of day, they've been working too long, and they say things they oughtn't to.
Exactly.
But that's been an intriguing topic, probably one we'll return to again. That's our 10 minutes up, I think, for this week. All that remains is to say thank you for listening. As ever, engage with us. If you agree, disagree, whatever, if you've got a view to share, You can do that via email. You can do it, see all Eric's lovely photos on Facebook. We've a special group that we've just set up on LinkedIn. You can find us there. Twitter, you can still send faxes, I guess, as well. And so so my email address is jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. I'd always struggle to remember my fax address, but it happens to be 011-44-207-900-6718. You can even try mail to Chiswell Street in London if you want to send Wells Fargo around. That's fine. And Eric, do you want to give us some details?
Sure. This is Eric Sinrod. My email is ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. I actually have to look at my business card to find out my fax number because that has become really antiquated. But it is 415-520-0931. And so I guess as we close this out, let me simply say I hope you've enjoyed this Tech Law 10, and maybe we've inspired you to take 10 minutes at some point later today where you unplug and don't deal with any electronic communications. Maybe just give your kids or your spouse a hug. All right, that's it for now. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening.